Let's talk about souls from Vega. So the Vega soul group, I wouldn't call them rare necessarily, but they're fairly uncommon. You're just not going to come across them as often as you would, say, Syrians or Mintakans. But these souls really thrive on the spotlight and on the attention of others, but in a very charming and delightful ways. So they are by no means what we would traditionally call attention seekers in a negative way. In fact, many of them will not necessarily resonate to wanting to be in the spotlight or the public eye. So, I mean, this soul group is very much about, you know, being like, ta-da, right? But in a way that is really beautiful and congruent. So souls from Vega are not out to get our attention in a negative way where they might, you know, engage in negative behavior if positive behavior doesn't get them the attention. It's not really like that, all right? So they're not attention seekers, but when they are in the limelight, when they are center stage, they really thrive. There's something that happens energetically with them when a lot of attention is directed at them. It really allows them to step into the fullness of their gifts. And as they step into the fullness of their gifts, they tend to really inspire and delight us as the people that are observing them. So if they do step out, whether in front of an audience or a video camera or a microphone or just into any position of prominence, they really find that their whole being is amplified in a way that certainly serves them, but it also really touches their audience in a way that is incredibly valuable. So this is part of who they are at soul level. They have this ability to attract attention, but they also have the ability to hold attention and to be able to cope with a lot of attention. You know, later on when we get into thought forms, which we'll do in lesson 6, we'll talk a little bit about why sometimes attention is not a comfortable thing for us, but the Vega soul group really knows how to hold space for a lot of attention being directed their way. Now, Vegans are natural born entertainers. Now, they may not self-identify as such, and they may not do so in the traditional entertainment industry, but for example, someone who's a school teacher, right? They have eyes on them all the time and they'll be wonderful at what they do. They wouldn't necessarily self-describe themselves as like entertaining, but they are. They're just fun to watch. We don't know why, but you know, whether they're an athlete that we just want to look at or an actual entertainer or an actor or someone who's in the movies or just someone who's a great lecturer, like a college professor or a teacher, right? Or even someone just in business, when they run a meeting, we just want to watch them, right? They have that quality about them. So they have very vivacious and lovable personalities, and we just have a natural liking for these souls. They make us feel inspired and evoke a sense of warmth within us when we give them our attention. So really, they just make us feel good. We don't know why, we just want to watch them do their thing. So they have a very high level of natural confidence, which is why they're able to handle a lot of the attention that can be directed their way. Now, the thing about Vegans is they don't usually realize that they have a high level of confidence because, you know, they have nothing to compare it to. I mean, when we're born and we just have a natural sense of self-confidence about us, we don't necessarily consider ourselves confident right from the start. We just don't know any other way of being. So if you tell a Vegan that they're naturally self-confident, they may go, oh no, that's not true, because I'm in self-doubt all the time. I'm always worried about, you know, what people think. But the thing is, they're in their own little experience. And compared to other people, they have a lot more confidence, but they don't necessarily recognize that in themselves. So don't be surprised if your Vegan client doesn't think that they need attention or want attention and doesn't think of themselves as particularly self-confident. Okay? They really don't necessarily see those things about themselves, and yet you can actually remind them That confidence isn't about never doubting or questioning ourselves. In fact, confidence is evidenced through our willingness to try new things. And you know, vegan souls are usually up for trying something new. And confidence is actually not about not questioning ourselves at all. It's actually the least confident people that never question their own level of thinking or their plans or their actions. They're like, oh no, I know what I'm doing wrong. That's actually a lack of confidence. True confidence is when we're willing to question ourselves, when we're willing to go, wait, am I doing this right? Is my thinking off? Is my mindset off? Maybe that's not who I am. It takes a lot of self-confidence to be able to question ourselves. So if you share that with your vegan clients, as well as their willingness to just try something new, that's also a sign of confidence. That's when they'll realize, oh, okay, maybe I am more confident than others because I do constantly question and I do actually do a lot of new and different things all the time, and most people won't do those things with me. So that's kind of where you can help a vegan recognize that this is one of their gifts. It really is that natural sense of self-confidence, which they can really use in positions of leadership and also to inspire other people. Now, if a vegan soul doesn't put themselves into a spotlight position in which they can receive attention from many people, they might find themselves attracted to individuals who will give them an inappropriate amount of attention. So they can attract highly needy and codependent partners. Now, the thing is, vegans can handle a lot of intense attention, right? But the problem is that this may lead to tolerating unhealthy boundaries within their relationships. So they might attract someone who really has terrible boundaries and is really codependent, but at the beginning of the relationship, there's this intensity, right? Oh my God, I just met you and you're amazing. And you know, here's your vegan client and they're receiving all of this adoration from a brand new partner. And so now your vegan client is getting all of this attention and they just blossom in it, not realizing that that amount of attention coming from an individual is actually unhealthy. Right? Because that later turns into this, I need you, and where are you going, and what were you doing, and who were you with, and you know, all of this enmeshment that can get very, very toxic. So souls from Vega, when they get all this attention, at first they kind of blossom, but they don't necessarily determine and discern whether it's healthy and appropriate or not. So sometimes when vegan souls don't get the right kind of attention, which is attention from many, and they just get attention from few, it can get kind of icky and codependent, and they may not know how to discern that. So that's something you can definitely talk to them about. They also may find themselves supporting others inappropriately and may frequently be taken advantage of. So they tend to keep people around who give them a lot of attention. But if they're in a position of prominence, what ends up happening is that they kind of attract a bunch of moochers, people who just kind of mooch off of them. You know, they, like, for example, if you had a celebrity, an actor or musician or whatever, you know, sometimes they have these entourages of people who just basically ride their coattails of success, right? Someone from Vega is more likely to allow for that rather than being in an even and equal exchange of energy, just because they get so much from attention being directed their way that they may actually let someone kind of ride their coattails, maybe take advantage of them financially. That often happens, especially when they've gotten into these codependent relationships with poor boundaries. Right? Vegans are very generous, loving, giving spirits. And so they may be like, oh, I'll totally help you with this. And next thing you know, they've got someone really dependent on them who's just kind of mooching off of them. All right. So that can happen. And that's something that your vegan clients need to be just aware of. And especially if they are ready to move into spotlight, if they are ready to move into positions of prominence, you just want to point out to them that, you know, there's going to be people kind of want to ride their coattails, and to just really be discerning as to who they allow in and to make sure that the relationship is always even and equal energy exchange, and it's not just about getting that person's full and undivided attention and feeling good reveling in that attention. So vegans always must be encouraged to put themselves out there so that they can really shine. So please support your client in understanding that this is not about ego. Because a lot of them, you know, they question themselves, right? Because they're very self-confident. So when they find that they really love attention, they love being center stage, they love, you know, having 100 people watch them do something, or 1,000 people watch them do something, or 10,000 people, because they can handle that, right? They may question and go, oh my God, am I just an egomaniac? Is this just pride? Is this just ego? And for them, it's really not. Because they offer a lot of value to their audience at the same time. So you can really help these souls understand that this is actually part of who they are. It's how they're made. They're made to be able to receive a lot of attention, and that's part of how they offer value to others. So encourage them to put themselves out there. It's not ego. You know, but some of them will be really reluctant to even try it. So just encourage them, you know, like, just put yourself out in front of people and see what happens. See how it feels. See what you manifest as a result. So encourage them to try it on. Let the proof be in the pudding, all right? Let the proof be evident in their results. So attention from others just amplifies their natural gifts, like I said, in a way that actually serves us as their audience. When we get to watch them and their gifts are amplified, it inspires us to step into our own gifts as well.